Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings. Happy, happy Monday, everyone. This is Sister Unique, and we are here for the Bush Report, your energy report for the month of June 2022. How you doing? Ooh, first of all, we're going to start off with a deep breath to breathe in that prana, that good air, that good energy. Ooh, so since the last time I've spoken to you all, I know that everyone has had the experiences, and I hope they were all well. And if they weren't the greatest, I hope we all came out of them. came out of them with some good information and ways to work through them. The energy has been hot. And I'm not just talking about the weather. The energy has been hot, and it's going to continue to be hot. And we're going to talk about that this evening on the energy report. So first we want to set our intentions, and then we just want to ask our spirit guides and, you know, the blessings of our ancestors, as well as, you know, Mother, Father, God, to come in and give us the information that we need, allow it to be accepted and received, and that we all get positive energy and positive vibes from the information that I'm going to share with you, as well as what we will be sharing with each other. Ashe. Okay, so first I want to, like I said, wish everybody a happy Monday, and know that your day went great because we set the intentions for ourselves to have great days. So we are at June the 13th. I did say that I wanted to try to do this report on last week Monday, but it didn't work out that way. So here we are, and it's a great time because we are right on the precipice of this big strawberry super moon in Sagittarius that we're going to talk about during this program. And I also want to touch on some important dates, as well as some other, you know, astrological things that we have going on. I want to also remind everybody that this is an interactive show, so at any time that you would like to speak or you want to add on to the conversation, please press 1 to join in. All right, so we're going to start off with some of our planets that we have, or some of our major dates that we have that's coming up or that have passed. So start with June 3rd. Our Mercury went direct in Taurus. Mercury finally moves in the sign of the bull for the second time. The long period of stagnation delays are over, so we finally get to make moves into our future. Saturn goes retrograde in Aquarius. So I am a Capricorn Aquarius cusp, and Saturn is my ruling sign as a Capricorn. So in saying that, when Saturn goes retrograde, and this is going to happen for the next 4 months, we'll be spending our energy setting boundaries and getting things in order to get better connected with our true selves. So this is definitely a time for us to reflect and to go deeper. I definitely can say from my own experience that I've been going deeper, and when I didn't think I can go deeper anymore, there was something else. So trust and believe. And that happened on June the 4th, so those are pretty important. June the 10th, Mercury was in Taurus and Pluto trine in Capricorn. On the 11th, we had our, On the 11th, we had Venus in Taurus, and this on the 11th, if you can think back, it may have brought a surprise visit from a loved one, or unexpected money came into someone's life. Today, Mercury enters Gemini on June the 13th. Mercury is back in Gemini, which means it's party time. Everybody knows what's coming up soon. It's a time for socializing and, you know, taking time, maybe some mini vacations. You know, Gemini, we are in Gemini season, so happy birthday to all of those Geminis out there. We know that y'all keep life exciting. You definitely keep it exciting for us. Anybody that knows a Gemini or has Gemini in their chart knows that it's never a dull moment when you're dealing with our lovely twins. On June the 14th, we have our full moon in Sagittarius. And it's not just a full moon, but it's a full super moon, what they call the strawberry moon. And this is a good night to be adventurous. Maybe a summer bash or, you know, to do something to help you connect. And we'll build more on the June 14th or that super moon. On June the 16th, Gemini will trine with Saturn in Aquarius. It's a good day to start serious projects. On June the 16th also, the sun squares with Neptune in Pisces. I have Pisces in my moon. So it's a good day. This is not a good day, but this is a day of misunderstandings, embarrassments, situations, and deep insecurities. Avoid making any major decisions. Yes. So it's a, and we're going to talk about how this supermoon energy and these other planets, how they are affecting our emotions. June 18th, it's a Venus in Taurus. And this is a your love department. So when we talk about love, we want to make sure that we're staying focused and watching the things that we say around the 18th, because with Venus squaring Saturn in Aquarius, it's going to cause some disruption in the love department. So we want to make sure that we are paying attention and thinking about what we're saying before we say it. As well as on the 19th, you don't want to be in a situation where you say something on the 18th and then you have to make it up on the 19th, because that's when Venus and Taurus are sextile with Neptune and Pisces. So this creates a sensual mood to make your romantic fantasies come true. So I'm not telling you to make up to break up. However, it might happen. On June the 20th, we're looking at Mercury in Gemini, and this is one of those times where you have situations pop up. We're still in that love market, so be careful when you have on your dating apps, and make sure you're swiping the right way, because this is a perfect day for love connections. You don't want to connect to the wrong person. Oh, June 21st, everybody, yay. We're entering, the sun enters Cancer, and it is what? The summer solstice, yes. So this will be the longest day of the year. So over the next 4 weeks, our focus will shift towards protecting ourselves, our families, and our homes. And on June the 21st also, Venus will be in Venus will be in Taurus, and we could meet someone who will become very important to us, like a life partner, a best friend, a business partner, a mentor. So be on the lookout for that. All righty. Then we have June the 22nd, Venus enters Gemini. Love becomes exciting but fickle on this social platform. with Venus. So for the next 4 weeks, this is ideal for flirting and having intellectual love affairs. Though you may run the risk of being ghosted if it's too boring. Remember I told you, when it comes to Gemini, they like it exciting, and they don't, they keep it exciting. So this energy doesn't deal with boredom. So we want to make sure that we are keeping things exciting. Mars in Aries around the 27th. I'm having some technical difficulties. Mars, it's crazy. Okay, so Mars is in Aries around the 22nd. And so this aspect takes us on the road of independence so we can start small actions that can lead into major changes, which is always a great thing. We love major changes, right? On the 28th, the new moon is in Cancer, and we're going to talk about our moons today also and the different aspects of that. So our new moon is in Cancer, and this new moon is supportive of our family-oriented Cancer. This is the ideal time to start thinking about what you can do for people we love and to foster a community of peace and harmony. This would be a great time to do some volunteer work, to think about something that you would like to do as far as volunteer work, helping others. Look out for those people that you haven't seen in a while. Go by somebody's house, an elder. Go by the house, check on them. You know what I'm saying? Do some things that you normally wouldn't do. Just step out and show some love to somebody else. All right. And that's on the 28th. Okay. We also want to make sure that we are keeping our energy high because, like I said, the energy is hot. And so when it's hot, you don't want to add any more fuel to the fire. But what you would like to do is you want to try to stay cool, or you want to keep yourself cool. So you do that by taking care of yourself and making sure that you're doing the things that make you happy. All right? Okay. All right, so that are some of the major dates, like I said, for June, and some of the major and minor things that we should be concerned about. Now, I want to dig in and talk about our certain planets that we have that's going to affect the energy that's around the supermoon. So we have some major transits, and one of the major ones that we're going to talk about is our Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Now, I don't know how many people have worked on their birth charts or have pulled their birth charts or know anything about it, but if you happen to know where Aquarius falls on your birth chart, you know that there are things called houses. So you'll have your sign, you have the zodiac sign, you have the planet, and then there are certain houses that they fall in. And each house, from there are 12 of them, just like there are 12 signs, they represent different things. So depending on where Aquarius falls in your chart, or if you have Saturn in your chart, this retrograde will definitely have some effect on you. Like I said, with me having Saturn as my major sign over my planet, my rudimentary planet in Capricorn, and because I'm a cusp of Aquarius, I'm a Capricorn Aquarius cusp, I also have Uranus, and Saturn used to be the ruling sign over Aquarius, but Aquarius has two, and it also has Uranus. people that have, that are on the, I would say the latter part of Capricorn going into Aquarius will be more affected, as well as your Gemini. They'll be affected more by this. We're all going to have some effect with this Saturn going retrograde, because if you know anything about the planet Saturn, Saturn is the ruler of discipline. He's the father time. He's not the most popular person in the zodiac because he's about discipline. So when he's retrograding, he's sitting there, he's looking at you like, now how can we connect? So with it being in Aquarius, and Aquarius is the sign of, it's an air sign. So when we talk about air, we're talking more about technology. So there'll be ups and downs in the technology world. There'll be ups and downs in how we communicate as far as technology is concerned. So we want to keep our eye out for that. Double check your emails. And this is so true, because it's like over the last week or week and a half, like my internet has just been acting crazy. Like even right now, I'm sitting in front of my computer and I don't even know where my cursor went. It disappeared. So, and I have my notes on that. But the good thing is I wrote them down too, so I have my book. But it's just crazy, because you'll have issues with the technology. Mind you, we're also coming off that Mercury retrograde. So we're thinking, oh, Mercury is the only thing that affects affects us as far as communication and things like that. No, you have other aspects and other transits that will affect that also. So the breakdown in technology, that is important. We have to think about that. Then we have Uranus in Taurus. And this is how we, this also talks about our finances, because Taurus rules the ground. It rules Toro. So we want to make sure that we're paying attention to how we consume and how it impacts the earth. So there's a big focus on taking care of the earth, and taking care of the earth is taking care of ourselves. So this is a great time for us to focus on how we take care of ourselves and that connection it has with the earth. Pluto is in retrograde in Capricorn. So, this will be a great time, like I said, with Saturn retrograde in Aquarius and Pluto's retrograde in Capricorn, which actually is going to affect us. It gives us the opportunity to pull away from social media, because you're going to have situations where not just the physical part about social media that's going to be affected, but how we look on social media, how we present ourselves on social media, how other people react to us on social media or on those platforms. So we want to pull ourselves out of a situation that feels uncomfortable and or govern ourselves accordingly. So Neptune is moving into Pisces, and this is so great, because we're at a time where you're going to see a rise in your spirituality and your spiritual teachers. So with Neptune being in Pisces, you have to trust your root and your faith. So when I say your root where you come from, what you deal with, what you're connected to, you know, not necessarily looking outside of yourself, but looking into yourself and pulling out what you need to solve your own problems, digging deep into your own spirituality and looking inside of yourself using your tools. As someone had told me earlier, it's time to, you know, go back to the beginning. You know, go back and go back to the beginning, which is a restart is not always a bad thing, but sometimes we have to go back to the beginning to regroup. So while these planets are, while these transits are going on, you know, this will help us to dig deep into ourselves. Now, Mars is conjuncting in Aries, which is great because Mars loves to be in Aries. And that's lucky because, Mars is in Aries and is conjuncting Chiron. So Aries is already a fire planet. And Aries is fire and Mars is war. So we're pretty lucky because this actually gives us the fire and the energy to push forward to do these other things, like we were saying, push forward to think about yourself, to deal with yourself, push forward to be disciplined and set boundaries, push forward to make sure that you're doing, like if you had something that you wanted to do and you decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do that. So with that fiery war energy, if you project it in the right way, it can be very lucky and beneficial for you. You'll have some major meltdowns and worry moments in more than one area of your life. There's also an energy and a feeling of questioning or figuring out what has made us safe and that has been rooted in us. That's different depending on your chart. And like I said, what house, these planets fall in. But we're in a mode of figuring out what works for us and what didn't work for us and regrouping that. We have that some of us may feel like we need how can I say, superhero energy. Like, you know, there's so much going on in the world right now. I mean, every time you turn the TV on, there's a shooting or there's this and there's that. And you're like, you know, it's like being in one of those movies. And you're like, oh, my gosh, we need a superhero. We need somebody to come out and, you know, save us and point us in the right direction of what we need to do. You know, that's the type of energy that we're looking for. And we have to realize that, you know, that superhero that we're looking for is within ourselves. So what can we do to bring that energy on so that we can be our own superhero, so we can focus on what we need to focus on to push things forward? I know that I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for people that I have spoken to before that says that a lot of, as far as spirituality, you might feel like you're under attack, that you feel as if, your dreams are more intense or people are just trying you, you know, like, you know, things that normally didn't bother you bothered you, you know, and you're just like, okay, why are you coming at me like that? Like, why are you acting this way? And so we have to, and this is on different platforms. This is like social media, you know, internet, your business, you know, even the earth, you know, you feeling like, you know, she's coming after you. This heat wave that's coming through, you got to prepare for it, you know. And it snuck up on me because I was just like, oh, it's going to be hot. No, it's hot as Hades hot, like triple-degree weather hot, you know. So if you feel like you're mentally and physically and emotionally being under attack, you have to step back and really dig deep and figure out, go back to the root, you know, start over, figure out what can I do different or what have I done different and what have I done, that's different than what I did before. I know that there's also an energy of, you know, like for myself, I've had reoccurring dreams of things from the past. Or you might come in contact with somebody that does something, that triggers something from your past, and you're like, I know that energy. You know, so it's about how you react to it, which is going to be very important, because us coming up on this super moon, which is in Sagittarius, Sagittarius is such a spiritual and teaching sign. We need to make sure that everything that I've talked about before, that we really dig deep, and we want to go and say, you know what, if I don't know what I can do, or I don't have the answer, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to dig in deep, and I'm going to ask my spirit guides. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, call that friend, that real friend that's going to be truthful and honest, that's going to give us some good information, that's not going to talk to you from, you know, their head, but they're going to talk to you from their heart. And they're going to give you what you need, and you have to be open and susceptible to it. So the supermoon that's going to happen on June the 14th at 7:33 a.m., we are feeling the energy now. I mean, you see her in the sky. You're going to feel the energy. You're going to feel the pull. There's just going to be so much love that can be drawn from this if you know how to redirect this energy. If you know what to do, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. What can we do? What different things can we do during this supermoon that is going to allow us to bring out and manifest the best that we can? So just a little insight that I found out that I thought was great. So this supermoon is called the strawberry moon, and that's because, not just because of the color, but they say berries around this time of the year are the ripest to pick in the northern hemisphere, hence the name strawberry moon. This is a great time to manifest your deepest desire, especially in the terms of love. Your dream, this is a great time to dream big and to be spontaneous because, like I said earlier, because Sagittarius is considered the teacher of the zodiac, it is a great time to dig deep and to ask somebody to be Frank or Francis with you and to have those honest, truth-telling conversations on a higher spiritual level. This is not the time for you to sit there and be like, well, girl, I'm glad you asked me because your attitude sucks. And I've been wanting to tell you this for such and such, such, such. No. Because it's also a time where you can say something and it might not fall right and you can't take it back. My grandfather used to say that words are like a tube of toothpaste. Once you squeeze it out, you can't get it back in. So we want to be tactful and honest. You know, being tactful is the form, being tactful is the art form of making a point without making an enemy. That's why the first thing I said was you find somebody that you can talk to that you think is going to tell you to be truthful. Not somebody that has issues, not somebody who's gossiping. You know, they're only going to give you what they want you, you know. And if you don't want to hear that, be truthful to yourself. As I said, if you cannot find it within yourself, then you can go and ask somebody else. And then, you know, take the information and then you meditate on it and you use what applies to you. It's a good time to call on your spirit guides and to support your work and the truth of who you really are. This is a great time for you to explore your truth. So using the energy of this supermoon, what we're going to do is that we're going to have the opportunity to dig deep within ourselves. We're going to have the opportunity to go ahead and lay those crystals out. This is a great time for you to sit there and journal. Do your journaling. Write down what you really and truly want. Like, dream big. Like, dream $1 billion big. You know, I mean, people want wealth, and then, you know, and then people want the monetary things. You know, there's some people that, you know, your wealth is your health is your wealth. You know, so if that's what you want to manifest, then that's what we dream. You know, I always said that I want to walk the Great Wall of China, not the whole thing. I know, girls, you know, it's a big, big wall, but that's like on my bucket list. I would like to go to the Great Wall of China. That's something that I've always wanted to do ever since a kid. It just seemed like something interesting that I would like to do. Okay, well, if I'm going to walk at least a little bit of the Great Wall of China, first of all, I know I got to climb those steps. So in order for me to climb those steps, I need to start working out and knowing that there's no handrails and you're going up some very narrow steps. So that doesn't mean I can't do it, but I can plan for it, and I can do it. I put my mind to it. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the thing, and not, don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Forget with any, this is one time I'm encouraging everybody, think about your better self. See, because when you think about your better self, then you can do something for somebody else. What does it say? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you have no love for yourself, then how can you love your neighbor? Because sometimes we ask our neighbors to love on us, and we just project on them what we want, what we really need ourselves. We want them to do the things that we should be doing for ourselves. So use this time to really think big, to dream big, to go after the things that you want. And once again, like I said, you can press 1 if you would like to join in the conversation. I would really love to hear people's experiences over this last 30, these first 2 weeks of this month. I would also like to hear if anybody would like to share any of their moon information or moon full moon rituals, or, you know, anything that you do special around the full moon. It's a great opportunity for us to share. I know for myself, around this time, I'm taking my white bath. I'm definitely journaling. Like I said, I'm putting my crystals out. You know, I have the house smelling sweet. I've staged. You know, I was up early with my altar and my ancestors. You know, we was doing big work early this morning in between me working. So it's a great, great time to use that energy. I see we have a caller, so I am ready for the call. Welcome.
Hi, it's Melissa. Can you hear me?
I can. Peace, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, I have to share. A lot of things that you have already touched on, I have to say, oh, my goodness. So the whole past love popping up, money coming, man, I experienced that. And I really just said the other day, just like the other day, I said, I think he only came to help me sell my car. Because as soon as that happened, out. Like, as soon as it happened, out. As soon as it happened, I was all like, I guess that's the only reason why he showed up for. I appreciate you, universe. Thank you, God. I'm just being, like, I said it the other day, and then here you go saying people might pop up from your past, you know, who you have relationships with, and money might come in out of, you know, from out of nowhere, you know. Bam, it happened. So I have to share that with you. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so and then I'm looking up.
Y'all
know how I am.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking up at my chart and my and Saturn is in Saturn is in Gemini.
Oh, your Saturn's in Gemini. Interesting.
Yes, right. So I'm listening to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
that's interesting. Yes, Gemini is no joke. Yeah.
Yeah, and the more you're talking, the more I'm like, wow, this is resonating hard. And then I was just reading in a book on the moon and the sign, my moon, which is in Virgo. And so it was breaking it down for me in another angle than another book had told me. And I was like, wow, it's hitting some other key spots. So anyway, thanks for teaching me a little bit about me. And also, I'm sitting here like, yeah, I'm going to manifest this. And yeah, this is what's going on. And lo and behold, the timing, I feel like my energy is in, I want to say alignment, but I don't want to say alignment because I just feel like when you're in alignment, you like Gandhi and stuff. But I feel like my energy is more in tune. That's better. More in tune to what's going on in the whole universe just by me thinking I'm manifesting. Keeping my attitude positive. Like, okay, I'm sorry. On the new moon, I took a white bath, so I'm not going to do it for the full, but I did it for the noon because I wanted to, like, refresh myself and set my intentions for the manifestation.
So
that's what I did, like.
White bath
for
the new moon, okay.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why I did that. I was all like, it's a new moon, just into yourself. And do what's needed, the repairs, the work that's needed to be done so that you can become refreshed, you know, as the moon starts to shine again. So I set my intentions that way, which was kind of weird because it was right after we got out, we went to Beaufort. So I know it was kind of weird, but I feel like what I did there was something completely different than what I did on the new moon night. And that's just how I chopped that up. During this one, and you talked about the berries coming, you know, being there ripest, and I know the things that I want to work on. I feel like I've been writing down in my journals on the moon. I said, okay, how can I focus on it? So on the full moon, I definitely do it. However, I'm starting to write more about the new moon. But I've been looking it up to see what it is and then just write what my feelings are like. So even when you said journal and put down your big dreams, your biggest thing, I'm not that billion-dollar dreamer, but I have been putting in how I feel. Like, this is how I'm feeling. This is where the moon is, and this is where I can see the moon, where I'm having, you know, where I'm writing this down. And I've just been keeping track of that. I haven't gone back to take a look at it, but that's what I've been doing. So
looks like you have a moon journal.
I guess that's what you're going to call it. Yeah, because I've been breaking it down. I'm not one that likes to journal. It's not easy for me. But yet I got 105 books with, like, 5 pages in each of them. Like, because I was like, if I'm going to do this, let me catalog it, because if I just want to look at the moon, I'm not going through that book to look through all of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. So I got like 105 books with just, I swear, like maybe 5 to 10 pages in it. But I'm happy that I am writing, and
yes,
I'm trying to remember ways to write. So on the full moon especially, I will journal, even if it's just to say how I'm feeling or if I want to try something to use the energy of it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just to keep some kind of a record.
Yes, and I encourage that. Even if it's a color, even if it's 3 or 4 words, I am complete. You know what I'm saying? I am ready. You know what I'm saying? I am fulfilled. You know, it doesn't have to be. We think of journaling. We think of, you know, once upon a days and this and this and that. I understand. There are times I can sit down and I can journal and I'll write 3 pages. And then there's sometimes I'm like, not today, Lord. You know, that's what it is. You know?
Uh-huh.
And so but the energy that we have going on now is like, you know, if you can get it out, because, you know, writing is manifestation. You know what I'm saying? It's like getting it out of your head. I know once I talk to myself, nobody knows. So I will talk to myself. Sometimes it's in my head, and then I'll come out and I'm speaking it. But then when we write it down, it's like another form of manifestation, like get it out of your head and put it on paper. Because in that way you can use it. there are some people I know that do burning ceremonies around this time where they write down certain things, and then during the full moon they will burn it. And to release that energy, just like you would do ancestor money or something, they would burn that. So that's something else that's great that you can do. Can I ask you a question? Can you tell me about your moon water? Because you gave me some and I love it.
Okay, so before I go to the moon water, I do that as well. It, depending on what it is I'm trying to make happen or I'm praying on or, you know, whatever it is that's going on in my life, there's been a couple of times where I try to find a spot where the full moon is beaming down directly, like God willing, it's a clear night. And I'm going to tell you all the truth. Even on a cloudy night, if I still can't get a direct moonbeam, I still feel like it's there. So I just internalize it and feel like it's breaking through the crowd and still getting me. But
yeah,
I do try to be. I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, especially on your back porch. I've been there.
Oh, yeah, but one time I had to go to the front of the house. I was like, why don't the neighbors know me looking at me crazy? But it was the best position, and I wanted to go to sleep. Like, I wanted to go ahead and go to sleep, and I was like, I'm just going to do it right here, and it's going to be here. And it's so I'm still trying to understand how the moon appears in different places at different times of the day, and then later on when it glows, it's at a whole other place, and I'm like, wait, how'd you get over there? So I'm still trying to understand that, the tracking of that one, because I can look out my window the same time on a different day, and the moon is not where it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, so I try to find that beam, and I will light whatever that candle is, and I will take whatever it is that I wrote down, and I will burn it and try to spread, you know, let the wind take the ashes to do whatever it's going to do. So I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the moon water, you know how Mama Seven is, and she would take you to a place, and then you, as you're driving out, it did some farm, you know, what do they call it, farmer's market, and they got the old school everything, like the old school mason jars or the old school jugs, you know, that real, you know, your grandma would be proud you had them kind of jugs. Like, you know, some of that old school stuff, because I try to be as authentic as I can be. So there was a apple cider thingy I bought a long time ago, and I kept that jug, and I've been filling it up and leaving it out in the moon to collect it. And sometimes I might write words and put it underneath the glass, you know, as it's sitting. Sometimes I might put stones around it. It all depends on, like, what I'm trying to do. But literally I'm trying to charge this water with this moon energy, and then I try to keep it out of the sunlight afterwards. So I got to get up early in the morning and get it and move it. And then where I keep it with my house shrine, which is for the goddess anyway. So the triple moon goddess got a shrine. I keep the water with her, and I have a more colorful tablecloth, and it's long. But the original one I put on there to hide everything is black. But the one on top of it is a different color. And so I just keep it there. And even though there's a big window there and I know sunlight gets in there, I feel like it's protecting it, protecting the charging of the moonlight. And I use that water if I'm doing something, like I've done a white bath with it. I like using that, especially if I feel like I need to really like absorb everything that has touched me. You get what I'm saying? Like all the good stuff in that white bath. So I'll definitely use it in that. If there's something that I'm working on, like wanting to clean something, bless, you know, not, let me not say bless something, but, you know, just a stone, something that I just feel like it needs that extra connection, then I might use it with that to prepare it. Those are the things that I do with my moon water.
Now, what I did, what you gave me, is I used it in my floor wash when I was cleaning my altar room, my altar area, or when I came to my new place. I added it with moon water, the Florida water, and some flowers, and I cleaned my area. and it just lifted the energy. It was so good. And I washed my stones with it, which I was and washed my stones and then put them out. So it was great for recharging. Like if you needed so during the month I was like, oh, I just need to recharge, pulled out my water and there it is. So yeah. It was pretty awesome, yeah. which I never thought about. It's so crazy. It was like I'm talking about it. It's like I never thought about doing it for myself. I was like, oh, Melissa has moon water, so let me go to the specialist of the moon and get some of her water, which is awesome.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I have done that. I have taken Florida water, the moon water, and used it especially to clean, and not to charge, but literally from what I did it, to clean a new stone that came. So to help get it going, I would lay it out in the new moon light, right, darkness. I would lay it out in the new moon and get it before the sun gets it, even though the sun is a cleanser. I will do that as a way to reset the energy in that stone and bring it back to its own self, its own neutral self. Then when I have my stones, where I either leave them at the altar or I have to bring it with me, then I'll let my body realign with the energy in there so we connect again. So it's on my frequency. And then when I want to charge them, that's when I do it with the full moon. So I'm always using a new moon as a reset, and I'm always using a full moon as a, like, that's, you know, full maximum speed ahead.
So what about the waning moon?
Okay, so the waning moon, that's when the moon is getting smaller, the light is getting smaller, and that's when I was born. I was born under the waning moon, which is what I like to say, the crone side of things. So yay to my elders. But anyway, it's for getting rid of things that you no longer need, reviewing what you have, make sure what you have is still useful. You know, it's that checklist time to say, this served me, this didn't serve me, I could do better. Okay, if I could do better, what is it that I need to do better? And you start to put, just discard the things you don't need. And then when that, it helps you to be ready for that new moon, for that time of when you're going to, internalize and put to work the things that you do need because you discarded the things that you don't need. And then let that stuff help shake your mind so that when the waxing moon starts, which is when the moon starts to reappear after the new moon, you're like, this is new innocence and it's refreshed. I can do it. I can do it. Let me learn to walk. Let me start to learn how to execute what I just figured out. And then that full moon is when you're executing it. Like, you've got it. And the cycle just repeats itself. And if you can repeat yourself and learn how to do something like that, you'll be able to handle a lot of the stressors better because you'll understand a cycle, how it comes. And you'll be like, no, this is time for me to actually sit there and let it flow through. This is time for me to let it go. You'll learn it.
Yeah, and it's crazy that you said that because this last, I think the last couple of months, I've been focusing on, like, okay, I'm waning. I'm in the new moon, and I can actually see just because the moon does affect our, like, my moon is in Pisces, which affects my emotions. So that's why I was saying that this is a very emotional time. And so with my moon being in Pisces, I know that that's how the world sees me. I said that wrong. I apologize. My Venus is in Pisces. My moon is in Aquarius because my sun is in Capricorn. I had to think about my chart. Obviously. Yeah, so, my Aquarius, my moon in Aquarius, it shows up. That's how people see me. I make sure that I'm conscious of not being flighty. Because people can say, oh, I'm a very stern person. Oh, I'm kind of, you know, I'm trying to find the word. I'm not flighty, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, I could come across as I don't care type energy, but I do, you know what I'm saying? I do, you know, and so I make sure around that when I'm dealing with my moon energy or these phases that I go through, because I go through phases where I'm like, yeah, hey, and then I'm like, I could spend some time by myself being isolated and I'm just fine. You know, and that's very, you can't do that when you're in a relationship with somebody, because you can't just isolate yourself from that person. They're looking at you like, you're not talking. So I had to start journaling and getting that out and trying to figure out what that was and realize, okay, this is what I'm going through, why I'm going through it, how am I going to go through it, and what do I need to refresh, you know. So, and one thing I love about this spiritual life is that when you think that you have it, there's something else for you to work on. And once I was really, and I mean, this is just recently, really willing to accept the fact that this is all, there's always going to be work that needs to be done. And do the work, things are going to flow easier.
Can I say something? That do the work, that's one of the keys, and all I can say is you are spot on because, yeah, it's always going to be something to do, and you're not going to know everything. All I've been doing is listening to myself and saying, oh, my gosh, I know that now. Or, you know, like shocking myself because I really don't think I've grown, but now I'm at a point where I can see my growth. It's not, you know, it's not the biggest, but it's not, I'm not where I was. And then, you know, just to be able to be like, looking forward to doing this and wanting to do the best you can, or, you know, God, use me as a vessel, whatever it is that your goal is, trying to achieve that. So, like, never giving up, you know, it's just, I'm just pretty, like, I'm in a very happy state of mind. I'm in a very good place. And even with Mercury in retrograde, it was perfectly fine for me. I mean, not that I didn't have issues. My mouth disappeared too, but you know,
I mean, because things don't stop. You know what I'm saying? It's just about just being conscious. And if you, like they say, if you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to handle the energy. You know what the energy is. You know, and then you just go ahead and flow with it. So thank you, my sister. I appreciate you calling in and spending time with me. Thank you for sharing your energy and your experiences. And we'll do it again.
Yes, ma'am. Love you.
Love you, too. Peace. All right. All right, family. Well, we are coming to the end of our show. I hope that everyone has received some great information. I hope that everybody takes what works for them, and if it doesn't, just leave it. You know, it can be used for somebody else. It's a great way to go back, and the great way to go back later on, if it doesn't resonate with you right now, you can always go to the Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and you can pull up this information, and you can go back and check it out. Don't forget to do your journaling. Don't forget to, you know, think positive, set your intentions. Know that, you know, we manifest what we manifest in our lives right now what we're manifesting now in our lives is what we're projecting. So put out there what you really want. And I'm saying this out loud because I'm talking to myself also. Dream big. Think big. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself. You know, love upon yourself. Be good to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be at peace with yourself. Accept yourself. Do the things that you need to do for yourself to put you in a better place so that you're centered, because God has so much great things for us, has so much great things for you. I want us all to be happy and healthy and honest with each other, because we are spiritual beings having this human experience. And it could be so juicy and it could be so yummy, just like those berries, you know? So enjoy your time, enjoy your month, enjoy each other, and I will see you next month, and I will speak to you next month when we are here again for the Bush Report. Keep your energy high. Ashe. Peace.